look up to what Rudy does.
Roger, Roger.
Okay.
WD6DVI with WB6MID portable
803. WB6MID portable 8 Romeo 6, WB6DVI.
Would Martha ever contact one of Marvin's friends about the newsletter? I believe so. I know she talked to the younger one. I know she did that and was going to ask him the best way to do it. Over.
Roger, Roger.
We talked to the father about some help for his daughter.
Negative copy.
Has anyone ever talked to the dad about his daughter who's expected mother? Yeah, Roger. Nancy took care of that. Do we know the results yet? Negative, because she told him exactly how to do it, and she may have it by now, but this was last night when I talked to her about it. You know, the other half of that said they would wait until July so that they could come together. Copy? From her appearance, don't you think Nettie's concerned about her ailment? Negative copy? From her appearance, don't you think Nettie's concerned about her ailment? Are you talking about in the South? No, Nettie, your main concern. I'm not copying you. Nettie, your main concern.
Oh.
Roger, what about it?
I'm sorry, Nettie.
Roger, what about Nettie?
Do you think from the appearance of it?
A negative copy.
Do you think from the appearance?
Over. From the appearance, what about from the appearance? That she is concerned about her ailment.
Over.
Yeah, Roger, I think so.
In spite of her statements to the contrary.
Roger, I think so.
What do I ask Lori for Ryan Crowley's on the whatever, you know, the thank yous and all of the letters going out on it.
Roger.
find out from Flora if she got any feedback on the Victoria Man's wife.
On who?
That one fellow's wife, or?
This is for Lori? No.
Flora was going to find out something tonight.
Okay. Did you copy that?
Yeah, trouble with Mildred's mother, Roger.
Yeah, so if you talk to Thomas, you might mention it to Thomas that he should probably be expecting Mildred's mother along with the other two, at least along with Cheryl. Copy?
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah, anyway, so I'm going to send it with my other little friend.
Oh, the Allen was gone then, huh?
You're talking about the photo?
Roger.
Roger is not the best, but you know how amateurs are.
Oh, well, that's nice anyway.
Yeah, Roger. Anyway, so most of what I gave Cheryl, I didn't give Cheryl anything, but I sent with her Lori's things, and that's about it, copy?
Roger, I understand. Okay, Roger, Roger. Roger.
Okay, and you know what Mary Lou was working on that we missed, somebody missed last week. I'm not sure the whole situation, but Mary Lou has been cooking all weekend to make up for it. Copy?
Projects that I don't know for sure which one.
Oh, this had to do with stand by a second, telephone.
later on tonight for
I'm sorry, I was distracted. What did you say?
Oh, is James going to be coming in for Ann tonight?
Oh, yeah, he should be getting here any time.
Roger, Roger.
This was in relationship to Harold, I believe.
Roger.
Did you copy what I was talking about before?
No, I missed your very last chance, you couldn't copy.
I believe it had to do with the party and Harold's participation with Dr. Eastep and his friends. Copy? Describing something to you or to Mildred, I guess, and Mildred said, "Oh, that's really something. I wish I'd been there. Tell me more about it." Do you remember?
Roger.
You mean the artwork? Roger. Well, she's pretty talented in artwork. But she doesn't always, you know, perspective is sometimes a little off. I mean, I don't like modern art that well. She really, actually, I like the more traditional kind, but Mary's perspective is not always the same as mine. Anyway, I kind of like the work that she did, Cobby.
Roger.
But it's sort of like, it was so unique that it's kind of like it's really a one of a kind. I mean, there's this is a one of a kind type thing, and I think it should be valued. You know, it should be valued for the artwork that it is. Over.
Roger.
Roger.
Well, it's too bad you couldn't feel that a lot of people are
Oh well, yeah, I can do that. I can definitely do that. But if there's too many reproductions around of an artwork, you know, it reduces the value of the piece of art, so I'm not sure that's really advisable. Copy? When a person does a lot of reproductions of a good piece of artwork, sometimes it devalues the original piece of artwork, and it's not always advisable to have a lot of reproduction, especially if it's a good work, and I think it is. This one is. Over.
Roger, I think there could be a reproduction that could be used down here.
Roger, Roger. It could be enjoyed both places, but it should be kept close at hand because it is valuable. It is valuable artwork. Even the reproduction would be valuable. I mean, it's signed and everything by the person who did it, which makes art, you know, more valuable over the years.
Okay, go ahead. A few, like, I labeled it for Mildred. I'm having a rough time getting it in.
Roger, stand by. WD6 CBI, WD6 MIV, portable data 3. Stand by, please. Roger, stand by. WD6 CBI, WD6 MIV, portable data 3. Stand by, please.
Standing by.
Things
will be here in a minute.
Roger, roger. Tell Julia I'm still confused. Copy.
Roger.
Whether Desiree used her maiden name or her married name, over. Roger, slip it back. One moment. Roger. We're just getting things for very, very little cost. Roger. You know his special friend, Roger. You know what her particular dear person is, other than this man, him? Roger. Well, then you know. You understand now? Stand by.